welcome to another episode of my personal podcast, Ned Knows. Today, I'm talking to the creator of Paws and Tails, Dave Carl. Well, thanks for being with me today, Dave.
It's a pleasure to be here, Ned.
So, because I'm me, I happen to know that you have written the first ever Paws and Tails book. Well, tell me more about that.
I'd love to. It's called The Overcomers. And reading this book will be like reading maybe five regular episodes. The club is in the middle of a big new adventure, and there are new characters we introduce.
Yes, fascinating, Dave. I have it, though, by good authority, that this book centers around Ned and how he saves the day for everyone.
Well, no, that's not what the book is about. It is significantly about the struggle against evil that lurks high up in Wild Mountain. If anything, I'd have to say it centers around Stacy.
What? Gave you really good notes when you were writing this. What happened to all my great ideas?
Well, mostly I didn't read them. There was a lot of notes, Ned. In the book I did write, we meet Smidge, a badger who really wants to become someone who will make a difference. And he meets up with Crockett, a genuine overcomer, who begins to teach him how to survive in the woods and how to take care of the miners digging for gold in the tunnels of Wild Mountain.
Ned knows what this book was supposed to be about. In those notes you did not read, Ned inherits $1 million, but he does not let anyone know about it. And he sneaks around and secretly helps those in need and uses all kinds of really neat gadgets to fight crime.
I did read that part of the notes, but in this first Paws and Tails book, The Overcomers, we follow the club as they begin a new adventure, and we see how Crockett battles bandits and the evil minion in only the way an overcomer can.
Well, I did not know that you changed the whole book, Dave. This is a bitter disappointment. Well, this ends this episode of Ned Knows. Thanks for joining me, Dave Carl, who ignored all my notes. I'll see you all next time for another episode of Ned Knows. Joel, stop tape!
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. You stay on the trails and stick with me. There's adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me!
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy, and welcome to Wildwood. The Cubs have done it. CJ and Stacy have found the player. The worthless tubes they've been finding and playing with for so long have turned out to be phonographic cylinders. Records. These tubes are the recordings of Mr. Collins while he traveled the globe. The cylinder that they're playing now was the last to be recorded before Mr. Collins died some 20 years ago. He was, when he recorded this cylinder, standing on the very place that was once the ancient land of Persia, the place where Esther of the Bible lived.
It was against the evil pride of Haman that God used the lives of the noble Mordecai and the beautiful Jewish girl Esther to save the lives of the entire nation of Israel.
Now we're talking. He's going to tell the story from the very place where it happened.
Yeah, this is getting good. Let's listen.
King Ahasuerus was in the third year of his reign when he threw a party that lasted 6 months. His heart was full of pride. Pride of his kingdom. Pride of his armies. Pride of his power. But this, the most powerful man on the planet was afraid. He was afraid of his queen.
But she won't come.
No.
Disastrous.
When this gets out, there will be chaos.
I respectfully would like to point out that she merely said that she would not come and parade herself in front of us. How did the king say it?
Like a prized cow.
An unfortunate turn of phrase.
He said that in front of us. That was not supposed to be told to her.
The messenger is now dead. That part was easy. Now the rest of this mess needs to be cleaned up.
If the request was made again, if it were an invitation to join us for dessert...
It is too late for that. She refused to obey the will of the king.
When the women of Susa hear about this, they will never show their husbands respect again.
He is right. Something must be done. Something so shocking that no wife would dare to disobey her husband.
I respectfully disagree.
We need to have a plan for the king in 30 minutes. Queen Vashti needs to be...
punished!
Yes, but she needs to be embarrassed, humiliated.
She needs to be invited politely to join us for dessert, not to come and dance around for us while we're drunk.
The king was very drunk. Yes.
She needs to be... exiled.
Exiled?
You don't send a queen away because she has common sense.
She can no longer be queen.
No, she cannot.
If the king will agree, it will take care of everything.
Brilliant!
Yeah. Nothing good will come of this.
And that is just what happened. Queen Vashti had her crown removed and she was ushered out of the palace forever. Sometime later, the king became sad and lonely, and it was decided that it was time to find a new queen. While these preparations were underway in the palace, there were preparations being made also in the house of Mordecai, the Jew.
Every girl should have such a party. You spoil her, Mordecai.
Esther is the joy of my life. She is the joy of everyone's life who knows her. This will be a birthday party that she will never forget.
Elizabeth, help me with the table. And bring me those pillows.
Ardia! Oh, my little Ardia, how are you? Are you sad?
I believe I'm angry.
Oh, come here, little one. What could there be to be sad about on a day like this?
I've asked God for something, and he won't answer me.
Oh, well, that is quite a thought. What did you ask for?
I asked for the freckles to leave my nose, I asked for my hair to be red, and I asked to be 15.
And how did you come up with a list like that?
I asked to be like you.
Oh, I see.
You have everything. You're beautiful, you're 15.
Not until tomorrow.
Everyone loves you. I asked God for just a little of what you have.
Oh, sweet little Ardia. One day you will be 15, and you are already a beauty.
Where is God? Why does he not answer me when I need him? Doesn't he care?
Oh, he is there, and he does care. When I was a little girl, before my mother died, she would sing a little song to me when I was upset or afraid.
Starlight in the night, sunlight in the day. Love from heaven touches you, it's never far away. On a mountain high, or on the ocean blue, God is always watching over you. For God is over everything, he sees you in his light, and he will always care for you are his delight. Precious little child, with a heart so true, God is always watching.
Does that help a little?
Some.
Well, that's a start.
It would help more if God gave me red hair.
Oh, Esther! Esther!
Yes, Daya?
It's time to prepare. The guests will be here soon.
All right. I'm coming. Ardia, I need someone to help me with my hair. Would you?
Yes, I will.
Wonderful.
Well, here we are, and just like every other gathering, it's all about Esther.
It's her birthday, Becca. It's supposed to be all about Esther.
This is the best food I have ever had.
Even when it's not her birthday, it's all about her. If she's in the same part of town as we are, not one boy will even look at us.
So it's her fault that God gave her beauty?
No, but it's her fault that she's so...
sweet?
And charming. Why does she need to do that?
Have you tried these?
It would be better if she were mean and spiteful.
Better for us. Why would God give her so much and
us so little?
It would be only fair to have given her less, or given me more. That's all I meant. Look at her. She's like a queen. It's so unfair.
And here is the best-looking present of them all. Sharon, breathe.
Yes, I'm breathing now.
He is so gorgeous.
See, now, that's another example. Why should she get Moshe? It's not fair.
It would be fair for her to get Benjamin.
Benjamin? Which Benjamin?
The one that looks like a donkey.
That is not nice.
He does, doesn't he? I've never thought about it before.
Moshe, thank you for coming.
Esther, you are beautiful beyond words.
Does he really think girls like that kind of thing?
Sharon, breathe.
Yes. Ooh, I'm breathing.
Beautiful beyond words?
If they would just get married, we might stand a chance.
I mean it. This is the best food I've ever had at a party.
Beautiful beyond words. I think I'm gonna cry.
I think I'm going to scream.
Hi, I'm Abijah from Manchester, Pennsylvania. You know what I like to listen to the most? Paws and Tails, of course. Don't go away. We got a pocket full of Paws and Tails coming right up.
Welcome, everyone. Ned the Beaver here. I have a very sweet mom here with me today that would love to tell you what she thinks about Paws and Tails. Go ahead, ma'am, that I have never met before.
I love that the kids in the club are so fun and take care of each other while they are learning about God.
Mom, read the whole script.
And I love that Ned Cleaver character. He is my favorite.
Better. Much better.
Stop slouching, Ned.
Mom!
If I could have your attention, please. First, I want to thank all of you for coming. We are all here for one reason. Because we love the little girl, Esther.
She's not so little anymore.
Ardia, come here, child.
She is not so little anymore. Tomorrow, she will be 15. We have all lived through very difficult times, being taken from our homeland to this pagan country,
Mordecai.
And then the death of my uncle and aunt Esther's parents. But God is good. He provides what we need when we need it. Through all the heartache, there has been a star that has shone through the darkness, Esther. She has been the blessing that I needed to keep me going. She has been a blessing to everyone here. Has she not?
Yes. Why not everyone in all the world?
They gotta be quiet.
And now God has blessed us through her once again.
Oh, there's more.
God has a plan, and I think I now know part of it. Through the exile, the difficulties, all of it, God has brought us all together here in this place, I think, for such a time as this. Next year, at this time, we will be celebrating the wedding of Moshe and Esther.
They're getting married.
They are getting married. Now that's a blessing.
With the proper announcements, we fully expect to have perhaps 200 women enter the contest to be queen.
How long do you think it will take?
Oh, we should be ready to begin in a couple of months.
Very good.
May I address the council?
No, Haman, you may not.
Ah, ma'am, you can. Let him speak.
Yes, let him speak.
As you wish.
The great king Ahasuerus is in crises, therefore the kingdom is in crises. The king needs a queen, and you are suggesting women be asked to come to sign up. And this to begin in a couple of months?
You watch your tone, Haman.
If there were one man in this room devoted to the king, he would not settle for this ridiculous plan.
I will not stand still while this body suffers more of your disrespect.
The matter is beyond your control, Memucan. While you old men have sat in here and bickered over your passive and ineffective proposals, I have presented mine to the king himself.
What?
Outrageous.
You've gone too far this time, Eamon.
I have here my plan with the stamp from the king's signet ring.
We will not allow this.
And with the king's stamp, as you well know, my edict cannot be reversed or revoked. Even as you sit and protest, soldiers are gathering beautiful young women to be...
Gathering? By force?
By any means necessary. The king is impatient for results. You cannot deliver results. I can. The king is pleased to know that by the end of this day, I will have gathered every beautiful girl in the city.
That is kidnapping! The people will not stand for it. They will revolt.
They will not revolt. I will not let them. Soldiers have been posted throughout the city.
You can do this!
My plan is perfect. And it is already happening.
Esther, come with me to the garden.
Moshe, we should not be alone like this.
All I want in this world is to be alone with you.
Soon we'll be married, and we'll be together for the rest of our lives.
Oh, but that's almost a year away. I'll die from heartache by then.
It'll seem like a moment.
Oh, so only my heart burns?
I am trying to be brave.
Well, for my sake, stop being brave.
Every day that goes by and I am not your wife feels like an eternity. On special occasions, like a wedding, my father would say, God brought them together for such a time as this. On our wedding day, I will look at you and say that God brought us together for such a time as this.
For such a time as this.
And then there will be the children.
Many.
Many.
And strong.
And perhaps we will all one day go back to our homeland.
Our children will live in Jerusalem and worship in the temple of God. Esther, we will grow old in the land God gave us. I can feel it.
Oh, Moshe, I can't wait to grow old with you.
What are you two doing out here alone?
Oh, Dea, you scared me to death.
Mordecai has been looking all over for you.
I know it's shocking, but he lured me out here against my will.
Lured? I did no such thing.
Come with me.
Yes, Dea.
Not you. You stay here. This is not your party. So stay here and behave yourself.
Yes, Dea.
He lured me.
I did not lure her.
You will not go off like that again. What will people think?
So, there she is.
Esther, you have some gifts.
Oh, I don't want any gifts.
She doesn't want any gifts. Take them away.
Stop. I want the gifts.
Ah, she wants the gifts. Now, this one is from...
Stop! You can't go in there.
What is it? What is it?
Where is Esther, daughter of Abihail?
You have no right to come in here.
Are you Esther?
I am.
She is beautiful.
She is indeed.
What is your business here?
You may take a few things with you.
I am going nowhere.
You will tell me what you're doing here.
We are gathering young women who will compete to be the next queen of Persia.
Well, you can rest assured that I do not wish to compete.
You may leave now.
Esther, what's going on?
Take her!
Moshe!
Leave her alone!
Ooh. Moshe!
Stand back! This is not an invitation. I don't like this any more than you do, but I have my orders. You can come with us easily, or you can come with us as you struggle. But you will come with us.
Esther, come, gather some of your things.
Mordecai?
It is time to obey me. We will be right there.
Is he all right?
I'm sure he will be fine. Now listen to me. Go with him. I will go to the palace and get this cleared up. Look at me, girl. Do not tell anyone there that you are a Jew.
Why would that
Did not... you hear me? Tell no one.
I promise.
I love you, Esther.
I love you too. What will become of me?
I will have you back home in no time at all.
Mordecai, I'm scared.
Everything will be fine. Trust me. You will be home for dinner. Stand back. We will go now.
I'm coming. Moshe.
Mars?
Captain!
What is it?
Please, watch over her. I have friends in the palace. I will come to bring her home. Just, please, watch over my Esther.
It doesn't matter who you know in the palace. Your Esther is now a part of the harem of King Ahasuerus. She will never come home.
Hi, I'm Zion from Barrie, Ontario. Don't go away, there's more Pleasant Tales coming right up.
Hey there everyone, Dave Carl here. We want to put your kid on an episode of Paws and Tails saying something like this. Hi, I'm Henry from North Carolina. If I could spend the day with CJ, I'd want to build a treehouse together. Now, we have some suggested scripts for you, waiting just inside the clubhouse. We can't wait to hear what you all come up with. Record them, send them in, and we'll broadcast them to the world!
And so Esther and the other beautiful young women of the city were taken to the citadel of Susa and given into the care of Haggai.
All right now, I want you all to be quiet and listen to me. My name is Haggai, and I am responsible for you all. What is it, girl? You will be assigned places to sleep in a few moments. In the next 12 months, you will be given beauty treatments. Who are you? And what are you doing?
My name is Ziba. I'm raising my hand. I have a question.
Ziba, put your hand down. There is to be no hand raising here. You will also be taught manners. You will be made ready for the king with the best of care and Ziba, what is it?
If we are not chosen, do we have to go home?
Whether you are chosen to be the next queen or not, you will spend the rest of your life here in the palace.
I will die here in this palace. I have to go home.
Let go of me, you sniveling whiner. Go off and be pathetic somewhere else.
I'd say her chances of becoming queen are very small.
Leave her alone.
What kind of serpent are you that you could see a heart breaking before you and laugh?
Are you talking to me?
What is your name?
Manouche.
Manouche. You are the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
Thank you.
But your heart is wretched.
Who are you?
Come here, sweetheart. I know you do. Here, dry your eyes.
You do not know the enemy you have just made.
That will be enough. I suggest that you learn how to get along together. Divide yourselves evenly into groups of 20, and you will be shown your rooms. Wait. What is your name?
I'm sorry? Me?
Yes. What is your name?
Esther.
You stay with me. Hamai! Come. Hamai will show you your room. Take Esther to the upper room of the tower and see to her needs.
The upper room? Really? Yes, Haggai.
Esther, in the morning, you will have 7 maids assigned to you. If you need anything, I want you to come to Hamai or myself.
Yes. Thank you, I will.
This way, Esther.
You like this one?
Many think that this is a beauty contest.
Is it not?
Our king is a...
You can speak freely.
Our king is not a steady man.
I'd say he is downright unstable.
Yes, well, Persia needs more than just a pretty face as our new queen. We need a woman who will help level out the king.
We need a woman of strength and wisdom.
Exactly.
You think that is the woman? Esther?
Perhaps. We shall see.
Here you are.
My goodness.
It's the best room of them all, and Haggai gave it to you.
Why?
Haggai does what he pleases in the harem. Is there anything else you need?
No. Thank you.
I'll come and bring you your meal later.
Thank you, Hamai. Hello, little bird. It would seem that we are both in a cage. Oh, God, my fathers, where are you? My life is over. I will never see my precious Moshe again. Oh, God, where have you gone?
Trapped in a foreign land, longing to be free. It's so hard to understand what's been happening to me. Like a bird in a gilded cage, I feel so all alone. So far from the ones I love and the place that I call home. Lord, I need you more than ever now to calm my every fear. I need to hear your voice somehow and know that you are near. Can you hear me, Lord? Do you see my tears that fall? Are you with me, Lord? 'Cause I don't see your face at all. I am lost and lonely, and I don't know what to do. Can you hear me, Lord? Crying out to you. I watch as the sun goes down, and I can't bear to face the night. So in this my darkest hour, I reach out with all my might. Lord, I put all my trust in you, 'cause I can't make it on my own. But this silence rings so loudly now, won't you make your presence known? Can you hear me, Lord? Do you see my tears that fall? Are you with me, Lord? 'Cause I don't see your face at all.
A copy of today's program, The Story of Esther, just log on to pawsandtails.org. The Story of Esther, Part 1, was written and directed by David Carl. Esther's Lullaby and Crying Out were written by Sandy Howell and Mark Edward Lewis. Music was by Tim Hossman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production.